fellow shareholders and investors. Welcome to Banco Bradesco's second quarter 2025 earnings podcast with André Carvalho, Investor Relations Officer.
Hello and welcome all to our 2025 second quarter podcast. We begin with three key messages. First, our profitability continues to improve, and we expect further improvement going forward, step by step. Second, our risk appetite remains moderate, and we continue focusing on the risk-adjusted return of deals. Third, we updated our forecasts and changed two lines of our guidance, improving the expected performance of fees and insurance. Let's look at the 2025 second quarter performance. Net income was 6.1 billion reais, increasing 3.5% compared to the previous quarter and 28.6% year-on-year. Our ROE reached 14.6%. Operating income reached 7.8 billion reais in the quarter, increasing 3.5% compared to the previous quarter and 32.7% year-on-year. We saw a substantial increase in our revenues across all its three main components. The NII reached 18 billion reais in the quarter. The NII net of provisions was 9.9 billion reais. Its breakdown revealed a greater contribution from the client NII, which reached 17.8 billion reais, increasing 5.9% compared to the previous quarter and 16.4% year-on-year, driven by the increase in the loan portfolio and the average spread with clients, which rose from 8.6% in the previous quarter to 8.8%. The funding margin continues to expand. The market NII stood at 288 million reais, declining compared to the previous quarter due to lower performance in ALM. The expanded loan portfolio grew by 1.3% in the quarter and 11.7% year-on-year. The share of secured credit lines has increased once again. We expect a more significant slowdown in credit over the second half of the year. Our risk appetite continues to be moderate. In the second quarter, our portfolio grew in individuals and SMEs, but experienced a slight decline in large corporates. The over 90-day NPL was stable at 4.1% in the quarter. The Stage 3 portfolio stood at 7.9%, a reduction of 1.7 percentage point over 1 year, and 0.1 percentage point in the quarter. The cost of risk rose to 3.2%, reflecting the concentration of credit originations in the mass market. We highlight a decrease in our restructured portfolio by 1.5 billion reais compared to the previous quarter and 7.8 billion reais year-on-year. Fees expanded by 5.5% compared to the previous quarter and 10.6% year-on-year. The performance of insurance activities was once again significant. Income from insurance operations amounted to 5.7 billion reais, posting almost 22% growth year-on-year. The net income reached 2.3 billion reais, with ROE of 21.4% in the quarter. The financial result was as expected, and we saw continued progress in the operating income. Operating expenses rose 9.9% year-on-year, as expected. Excluding Cielo and Elopar, expenses increased by 5.8% year-on-year, slightly above inflation for the period, underlining the strong cost control measures currently in place within the organization. Our capital ratios were flat in June compared to March, with Tier 1 capital ratio at 13% and the core capital ratio at 11.1%. We allocated 3.6 billion reais in interest on capital during the second quarter of 2025. We revised our guidance for 2025, given the improved outlook for fees and income from insurance. For fees, the growth range for the year increased to 5 to 9% from 4 to 8%. For income from insurance, the growth range for the year increased to 9 to 13% from 6 to 10%. Our transformation plan is progressing as anticipated and is on track with what was planned. We accelerated the footprint adjustment by closing 555 points of sales and opening new offices for the new principal segment. We saw more transactions through Bradesco Espresso and an increase in the number of bank correspondents. The innovations to the SME segment have been implemented at an accelerated pace, with highlight to the increasing number of users of the new app. We have launched cash management initiatives. In terms of personnel, the Cultural Evolution Program is being implemented. The plan will continue to be executed at an accelerated pace. You can find complete information about the results on our IR website, and our staff is available to answer questions. Thanks for listening.